Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You know, I was out the other day admiring the early autumn blush, the reds, the yellows, the oranges of New England's fall foliage, and I found myself wondering if these fall colors this year were more vibrant than I remember, or was it just my imagination? So, I thought we should ask WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us now to talk about the fall conditions. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning.
So, is it actually brighter around here this fall, or am I just seeing things, Dave?
I think it's going to depend on the individual trees. The colors are certainly vibrant. I mean, one of the things that we all know is that we've been in a drought. You and I have talked about it. It does put some stress on the trees. So some of them are turning a little bit earlier, certainly, and some of those colors are quite vibrant.
So how does the lack of rain affect the trees?
When we go into fall, in a typical fall, the leaves fall off because there's less light. And of course, it's colder. And so the tree's not growing anymore. So it sheds its leaves in order to protect itself. It goes dormant. It's going into that dormant stage a little bit faster and a little bit earlier because there's not as much water. And so the tree doesn't want to lose water, because the other thing happening through those leaves is that they're also losing water. The trees transpire moisture out of those leaves.
So here's the question. Does the lack of water, does the lack of rainfall, does the drought increase the color?
It can increase the color depending on the specific tree. I mean, it's not sort of a universal thing. Typically, we have the most vibrant colors when we have a lot of sunlight, a lot of mild but not very warm days in September and into October, and not hard freezing nights. That would not be good for the color. So we kind of have, over the past few weeks, we've had more ideal conditions in terms of temperature and sunlight, but the lack of rainfall is why things are happening a little bit faster.
Are there any signs that this long dry spell is going to break?
So there are some signs that we are losing the exact same pattern, which has brought on all the drought conditions that we've seen. The extreme drought has expanded somewhat over last week. We have a little more area, which is an extreme drought. We need multiple inches of rain over several weeks.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot for this morning's conversation.
You're welcome.